The Cost by Gabe Bernal. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. Luke 14:31, NIV. Everything costs something. This is something that I have constantly been reminded of in my life. No matter what I want, it comes with a cost. Sometimes it costs money or time. However, many times the things I want don't cost money or time, but everything costs something. When I receive a vision of something I'm excited to pursue, God will tell me it will cost something. Anything, I naively reply. He'll respond, what about that thing you're holding on to? I'll look down into my hand with white knuckles, holding on to something tightly. This? Why this? It's holding you back. But it's a good thing, something that I love, something that you've used for great things. But that's not for you anymore. If you're going to move forward into what I have for you next, you have to let go of it. Of course, my first reaction is to hold on to it even tighter than I've ever held on to something before. But then I realize the cost of holding on. The more I tighten my grip, the more I end up losing. In his infinite patience and wisdom, God shows me that the cost of holding on to that thing is greater than the cost of letting it go. When I finally let go, it felt like a burden had been lifted off my shoulders, a burden that I never knew was there. It was holding me back. We've all considered the cost of what we do. To follow God's call across the world is not something anyone can do on a whim. While sometimes the cost is something we can easily account for, other times only by listening to God can we know the true cost of what He is calling us to do. Reflection verse. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? Matthew 16:26, NIV. Does the cost of following God's will scare you? Why? Is there something you may be holding on to that God is calling you to let go of? Pray that you can let go of the something you are holding on to so that God can give you what's next.